It's breakfast with a side of news. The attorney Tom Gatto, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is live on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Yeah, no, that's fine, Paul. Don't let us stop you. He's just eating his breakfast. We are live. Yes, we are live on the air, and we're at the Plaza Diner here in Shelton. It is stop number 4 for our diner tour on WICC's Melissa in the Morning, and I think this is so funny. You're just We have some loyal customers of the Plaza Diner here, and I came right in around 6:45, maybe around that time. And the first person I saw was Dennis sitting at the counter when I first came in, saw the desserts, and I saw Dennis, who was sitting there, a loyal customer of the Plaza Diner. And Dennis, thank you so much for agreeing to come on. I don't think you wanted to, but I mean, it's a diner tour in the middle of your diner, right? We have to, right?
Yes, but I'm a shy guy, so I try to stay in the background.
I know, but I couldn't. You were too. First of all, I want to thank you for your service. You are a veteran, and we so appreciate your service. And I love that you love being at the Plaza Diner, and that you came here because you also listened to the show. And so I wanted to say thank you. Why do you like being at the Plaza Diner?
Well, it's quiet. They're very helpful. They don't push you. They let you take your time to order. They have great food.
That's what I heard. My producer got in my ear and said, you better make sure it's not just Paul eating. You need
and
to eat.
And when you walk in, the first thing that catches your eye is all the cakes and pies.
That's what Dee saw. So Dee, who's been like my right-hand man with all our social media, and she's been like I call her the bodyguard of the diner tour. That was the first thing she saw when we walked in. She's like, this is my favorite part of diners. I feel like they should never, ever get rid of the dessert display table, ever.
You may want to call it the Temptation Alley.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it totally is. And I have to say, it was kind of, I don't want to say like frosted over, but I really wanted to clear it and see what's really in there. But I was like, do your job first, Melissa, and then at 10:01, go over and raid that. It looks really, really good. And the food I heard is very good. I keep referring to Paul, and if you're wondering what I'm talking about, Paul is another loyal customer. And Paul walked in maybe about 10 minutes after we sat down to do the show, and Paul happens to be a very dear friend of my parents. He also attends our church. He's, you know, at the camp. I'm going to give your whole resume, Paul, you know, it's just so people know. And he's just enjoying. Is this your regular, would you say?
Yeah.
This is your regular. Let me see. I want to make sure we can hear. Can you hear Paul? I don't know if his microphone, I'm trying to see if it's up all the way. Let's see. There you are. Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. Cool. Cool. I love that. So what did you get? For people who can't see at home.
I just got some eggs over easy with the home fries, the delicious home fries, and some rye toast, and that's pretty much my staple.
I mean, yeah. And Paul did offer, he said, if you need to get like an extra thing of forks.
Sure, forks are nice for everybody.
I mean, I'm definitely going to order. Yeah. I'm going to order something. Dennis, you haven't ordered breakfast. Or did you
already
eat?
I'm trying to lose weight, but I'm going to have something to eat.
I think I am, too. I'm going to order in the next commercial break. Paul, why do you like coming to the Plaza Diner?
We like coming here, and a couple of us do. We have a Saturday morning men's group that meets at church, and sometimes when we get out of that, full of the Holy Spirit, we're ready to fill up with some food as well. So we, there's a couple of us that meet here occasionally and come in and just finish our fellowship and have a great breakfast.
That's awesome.
Always a great staff here, and the food is delicious. So,
it is.
It's a regular staple for us.
It is. It's really, really good, and I'm very excited to get myself something to eat for sure. It's a cool atmosphere. So did both of you see the diner before all the renovation? And if so, like, what do you think of the new diner? I know it's been about 6 years that they did this huge reno work, but what do you think of it?
No, I've been around here only in the past couple of years. I haven't seen it before.
Oh,
but
wow.
It's very, very, like you said, it was very homely.
It is. It's like homey, but it's still upscale.
Yes.
They did a really good job. And make sure you have your coffee too, Paul. I mean, really. Yeah. Don't let us inconvenience, Paul. So I think I've never seen someone more comfortable on the radio, Paul. I have to be honest. That is, I'm impressed. I mean, This guy, he's so cool. Do you know one time, so we had a birthday party at my house and we had no candles and Paul goes to his car and he grabs candles in the car and I'm like, who brings candles? And he's like, you never know when someone's going to need them. So I went out the next day and bought them. This guy, I tell ya.
Try to be prepared. You know?
Yeah, yeah, right? Always try to be prepared. And then enjoy your coffee even when there's a live radio broadcast going on. I mean, I tell ya, I'm impressed.
Breaking the action here. I figure I'll fill in the voids here and, you know, keep things solid and keep things moving.
I like it. I'm curious, guys, diners to me are such a nostalgic place, and I feel like they're timeless in a lot of ways. Generation after generation, you'll see people come in and enjoy coming here with family or friends, you know, whatever the case may be. But I worry, you know, like I worry about what you see with, you know, movie theaters or so many other, I'd say, nostalgic things that less and less, you know, people are investing their money or their time. Diners, though, I mean, can you ever see a place like the Plaza Diner going away? I feel like it's such a staple in the community. Mm. What do you think?
Well, I think they're nice. There's a lot of camaraderie. Like you say, there's groups that meet here every morning, fellowship together, and it becomes a good place to go because there's a wide variety. So even if you're going with the family and you want to stop and somebody wants a sandwich, somebody wants breakfast, it's nice. There's a lot of versatility in a diner, and you can always count on getting what you want. It's almost like having a personal chef at home.
Right?
Yeah. So, also, in the evenings, they have the mini menus. It's like half the size. So if you want to try to lose a little weight, you don't have to order a big meal.
True.
So, you know, it's nice.
Yeah.
They got all the bases covered.
They really do. And I will say, Dennis, other than when we decide to, you know, put a whole radio station makeshift area here, it is usually like nice and quiet and enjoyable where you can have conversation, which I think is missing so much around the table these days, is having just good conversation, good food, and being in a nice atmosphere. So they struck a nice balance here for sure at the Plaza Diner. Absolutely. Mm. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on. Dennis, who's very shy, and I'm so glad that you were here. Paul, we interrupted your breakfast, but it didn't seem to stop you. You're already halfway done with your eggs. I'm very impressed.
Well, it's hard to walk away from this or put it to the side, you know, even when you're busy. You know,
I know, right?
Sneak a bite in here or there.
You've convinced me. I'm going to place my order actually in the commercial break because it looks very, very good. So yeah,
you're more than welcome to some. I said, get a fork. I'd be happy to share it with you.
Honestly, I want a piece of your toast and dunk it. That's what I want to do. There but my go. Mother would tell me, don't do that to Paul. You already probably drive Paul nuts.
Oh, you're more than welcome to.
You're the best, Paul. You really are. And Dennis, I thank you so much. And I thank you for listening to the show as well. I really, really appreciate you stopping by this morning.
Well, it interests me. Like I told you, I did things there on a side, and they got a tremendous problem there.
Yeah, he's talking about Success Village.
I don't think they're going to be able to get us out before winter.
Mm-hmm. Well, we certainly are following that story very closely on WACC, yes, especially on the morning show. And so I'm certainly going to be picking up definitely with an update on that. I actually sent out some inquiries in the 4 o'clock hour this morning to Mayor Ganim's administration and the board. So tune in tomorrow morning. I'll give you that. Today, it's all about Shelton. Don't you worry. We're going to stay on it. You are listening to Melissa in the Morning and our diner tour here. Stop number 4 at the Plaza Diner on Bridgeport Avenue.